Hello, this is the Cherry Bomb here, and welcome to another episode of Conversations with Crossdressers. I'd like to start out by thanking all of those who listened to the first three episodes and took the time to tell me that they enjoyed listening to them. Thank you so much for the support. I hope to be doing more, and support is what will help me do more. So you can follow me on Podbean or FetLife and get updates when new episodes are released. Before we get to the episode, I have two announcements to make. The first is that Roxy and I will be attending the CD event that's going to be taking place at Rainbow Mountain. That's in northern Pennsylvania. If you've never been there, it's a great LGBTQ resort. They have glamping tents and cabins and other types of rooms that you could stay in for the weekend. There's a nightclub. There's a pool, although it could be a little too cold to swim. There's a hot tub. There's a restaurant. It's in the middle of the woods and the mountains, so there's plenty of hiking, and Bushkill Falls is nearby if you're into doing stuff outside in nature. But it's usually a good time. I've been there several times already. In fact, I recorded the next two episodes, the one you'll be listening to today, and the next one that will be published shortly. So if you decide to go, I would love to have some more conversations. If you're interested in doing a podcast with me, please reach out to me on FetLife at CBOMBZ, CBOMBZ. I'm really looking forward to talking to you all and seeing you there. The second thing I wanted to talk about was Roxy's book. Roxy St. James has written a book. Actually, there's three volumes. The title is Seam Stockings, A Transvestite's Life Story. And it's all about her adventures as a crossdresser from when it started up until, a few years ago. And they're pretty steamy and very sexy. So if you'd like to check those books out, the link to where you can find them will be in the show notes. So now on to our conversation with Heather. Heather was a very pretty girl, and I really enjoyed talking to her because she had a really cute accent. If you've ever been south of Jersey, like southern Pennsylvania, Maryland, even southern Delaware, like that area, maybe even northern Virginia, they have what I like to call a pseudo-Southern accent. It's not necessarily a Southern drawl, but it's also not a New York accent. So it's like somewhere in between. And I think it's adorable. So Heather was really fun to talk to. And one of the things I loved about her story is that she's married and her wife is totally accepting of her cross-dressing. She even goes as far as to help her with makeup and shopping and tells her what she looks good in and gives her honest feedback, which is wonderful. I love hearing that. I love it when I hear that a woman is not threatened by the fact that her man has these desires. And I do encourage more women to be a little bit more open to it. Of course, that being said, I'm not really sure how I would have felt if my husband had come out to me in that way, like, let's say, 10 years ago. I don't know if I would feel the same way as I do now. Lots of things have changed in my life. We have an open marriage. Of course, he is not a crossdresser. When it was first presented to me, it was from a man that I was seeing. He was married. I was married, but I was in an open marriage. He was not. So it was a little challenging to see this person, but I really liked him. He was very handsome, had a great body, and was fun. He did tell me some of his bisexual desires, which I was totally fine with. I consider myself pansexual, polysexual, whatever label you want to put on it. And then eventually he came out and told me that he wanted to dress like a woman and suck cock. And I was like, okay. So he, you know, asked me to go shopping for him because he couldn't do it himself. Plus, I had to keep all the stuff at my house because he couldn't keep it at his house. So I went shopping for him. He wanted stockings, shoes. So I bought stockings, thigh-high stockings that were black. And they had, you know, like that lacy top and really cute shoes. They were open-toed. They were very delicate. He didn't have huge feet for a man. In fact, he was a woman size 11. So that's really not huge. That's not really big because most crossdressers have to go up to like sizes 12, 13, 14 in women's shoes. And I got him panties and a bra, the little padding in it, and it was silky. When he came over and put all of that on, I was so turned on. I don't know. I just looked at him and I thought, I really like this. And I'm not even sure why. I guess because it was kinky. It was different. I don't know. I just started feeling up his stockings. And I mean, you know, I love the legs. Anybody who knows me knows that. So, yeah, we started making out, and then next thing you know, we were having sex, we were fucking, and it was really hot, and I was feeling the bra while he was fucking me, and I was so turned on, and I really enjoyed that memory. Unfortunately, you know, a few weeks later, he had a bit of a freak out. And he wound up taking all of the stuff and purging and throwing it away. And I never heard from him again, which is fine. And the reason it's fine is because it led me here where I am today. And it led me to meet Roxy on FetLife. And her and I have a lot of fun together and we have some adventures together. And then also to go to these events and meet more people in the fetish community and meet more crossdressers and... You know, I'm building, you know, friendships with people and I'm really enjoying myself. And then to be able to do this podcast as well. So that's why I hope that you follow and share it with other people as well to get the word out. But anyway, let's get back to Heather's story and I'll have Heather tell you the rest of it. Okay, we are... talking to Heather today.
Yeah.
Hi, Heather.
Hi.
And we're in Rainbow Mountain, which is a really nice gay resort, LGBTQ friendly resort. And are you having a good time?
Yes, 100%. I love it up here.
Good.
Yeah.
Is this your first time here?
Nah, second time.
Okay.
Yeah, I came, I guess about a month ago, I came up and, you know, you have, as a crossdresser, I've always... collected clothes, basically. You know, you had your summer shorts, you had your tank tops, fall came, you had your yoga pants, your UGG boots. Up here, you get so many opportunities to wear everything, you know, because there's the nightclub and, you know, you put the club outfit on and go to dinner outfit and go to the pool and, you know, so it's a little bit of mix of everything that I enjoy.
That's fun, being able to change it to different outfits.
Yes, different looks and stuff,
So how long have you been cross-dressing?
I would say probably 40 years.
40?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
How old are you?
46.
46.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Yep, yep.
I thought on your profile that it said you were 30.
Well, yeah, that's, you know, you have to be discreet somewhat.
Oh, so it's like,
Who wants an older woman?
Well, some people.
Oh, yeah, right.
Older women.
Yeah, yeah. Well, yeah, don't take that the wrong way.
No, it's okay. I'm only 3 years older.
No, but like, you know, there's, I have come across friends, coworkers on that, and like, oh, God, if like somebody ever found me on here like this, I would be destroyed.
Yeah.
You know?
But you show your face, which is very brave.
Yes, but I don't think you would recognize me outside of this either.
I see.
You know, that's what I've always kind of, you know, when I dress, it is 100%. You know, from head to toe, you know, nails painted, everything shaved, tan, jewelry, you know, and it's a whole process. It takes me, you know, it took me 2 weeks to prepare to come up here and get into Heather mode and shopping and, you know, you're looking at the weather, you know.
I get it.
So it's a lot, you know.
Yeah, I'm dating a cross-dresser too.
Okay,
Roxy.
Okay.
I don't know if you know Roxy St. James on FetLife.
No, I don't. Yeah, I'll have to take a look.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we've been up here together.
Okay, okay.
And I know, I've seen her go through so much.
Yep.
You know? And so you said you've been doing this for 40 years.
Mm-hmm.
So about how old were you when you first started and, like, what started the process? Like, where did you begin?
Somebody asked me the other day, you know, where did it come from? You know, because you always hear, you know, you're born gay. Or as far back as I can remember, there was nothing that really ticked or I found something attractive. I can just remember, like, laying in bed as a young kid fantasizing about being a passable woman in public for some reason. And they would just, you know, what could the things I could do to be passable? Like, you know, I didn't want to put on too much weight, but, you know, then you had your manly side, like, you know, you're shaving your legs or you got your eyebrows waxed. Like, you really got to, like, so you've got to come up with creative ways to do your eyebrows without anybody recognizing, you know, because the job that I do is a very manly job. And guys are always looking for things. Like, oh, he shaves his legs, you know, in their pan, and what have you been doing? And it's, you know, yeah, but there's never, I think it was just something I was born with. It's just something that, you know, like I said, it's like a whole, it's kind of weird. It's a whole different person. It literally takes me from everything that I deal with in a man's world and just softens it up, and it's, everything's going to be okay. You know, I get away from the real world and just de-stress and not think about, because that's his problems, not hers.
Right, you're,
you know,
a different
person.
And like
I said, it's very weird, but that's the way I've always, you know, I don't want to do full time, but I do like being a woman. You know, like I said, I love the softness. I love the, you know, the attention that you get. And, you know, I could walk into a bar as a guy and you would probably struggle a little bit trying to take home a girl, you know, or trying to meet a new girl. Whereas a woman, you could walk in a bar, probably pick any guy you wanted and walk, you know, and that's the way I see things. Like, that's, you're like, oh, if you thought it was that easy, you know, like, but,
sometimes it's really not as easy as I've had some experiences where I thought it would be easier and it's not.
right. You know, and then, like I said, I've walked into a bar and it, like, it's like all eyes on you and it's like, all eyes are on you, you know, and I love that. You know, I'm kind of like a tease and, you know, oh, you find me sexy and, you know, let me show you my butt, you know, like, kind of, and I'm, but I'm not like, I don't know, I'm not out after just guys, you know, it's just the whole different person.
I can relate,
because
I'm
sense.
A tease too. Well, I mean, so does that, do you like women too?
Yes, as Heather, I'm 100% into guys, not attracted to women. As a guy, I'm 100% attracted to women.
Okay.
And there's no, I've tried to intermingle, like, you know, girl on girl, girl with a genetic girl dress, like, no, like, I want to be your girl or I want to be your guy, you know?
Yeah. No, I get it. I understand. Yeah, that's unusual, though, because I've actually haven't met a crossdresser like that yet.
Really?
Yeah, most of them seem to kind of like be fluid.
Yeah,
like it doesn't matter whether they're dressed or not dressed.
Yep.
They're either into women, guys, that, you know, both. Although now that you mention it, most of the crossdressers that I met that are, when they're guys, they're usually not into men.
No, right. I'm not.
But when they're dressed as a girl, they will take both. Doesn't matter.
Oh, okay.
That's what I mean.
Yeah. Nope, just like I said, if I wanted, I don't know. I've tried, like, you know, I've had couples that, you got the boast of both worlds. Like, he wants to bring a guy in, or a girl in, and she wants to bring a guy in, and they're both, no, what about her? Like, you know, you got a little bit of both, you know, worlds, and I've tried, and I just can't get down with it. Like, yeah, it's very tough. It's so weird.
Oh, that's
you know?
Pretty interesting.
And there's girls I find very attractive, like, that I'm like, guy mode, like, I do that, like, you know, right. I would hit on you, but like as a girl, man, like, mm-mm. Right. You know, it's weird. It's weird.
It is weird. It's different.
Yeah, for sure.
So what did you start out when you, how, so I guess you were probably like, what, maybe a teenager when this started, or?
Yeah, like I said, like I'll say 5 years old would be safe where I could,
really?
You know, put on clothes and.
Whose clothes did you put on?
I had a sister, so it would be, you know, and just, but like I said, I always did everything so full, like it was never like put on a skirt, you know. I would literally, as a kid, can remember like doing everything, like makeup, hair, like look in the mirror, like that's what I need to do. Okay, that looks good. Put everything back away.
Really, as a kid, you would put on makeup. And, mm-hmm. Really? Yeah, oh wow. Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Not to, you know, not perfection. You know, eyes. It might have been, you know, some foundation, some lipstick or something. You know, and then you know, but I can remember some of the things getting into as I got to become a teenager. My neighborhood had a lot of kids my age running around, and. You know, I'm like, God, I want to dress so bad, but how do I do it? You know, and they were all talking about sneaking out. I'm like, I could go get dressed, sneak out, and go up to the main street and just walk like some girl walking down the street. And I'm, so I would sneak out and then walk the street, and I come home, take everything off, get a shower, and I'm back in bed. And it was like, it was good. And then
was it like a thrill? Like, did you get? Oh, like,
it was such a thrill! Like... It was such a thrill because it was, you were out like the whole. My biggest turn on is being out in public. Like, I love being out in public. And, you know, so that was huge. But then it became, you know, what are you going to be for Halloween? I'm like, I don't know. You know, I was thinking maybe a girl. Like, and my one buddy was like, oh, I'd like to see that costume. Like, show me that guy. So long story short, like, he spent the night one night. I'm like, and he's like, oh, my God. Like, and we ended up hooking up. Did you? I mean, we were 12, 13 years old, and I was very turned on by him being the man and me being the woman, and this is what we did, and then it would be another friend, and then, you know, I started to, once I hit high school, I got, you know, into football, basketball, baseball, and then had to, you know, I never had time to do it. Mm-hmm. It crossed my mind a few times, but it never, and then I ended up getting married, and, had a great relationship, you know, and then she found out I was a cross-dresser and was like, I need to be married to a man. And I said, I agree 100%. I understand that you don't accept me for that. Not that she didn't accept me, but she had married this guy, not this girl and guy.
Mm-hmm.
And we got a divorce. And
how long were you married for?
20 years.
Yep. Wow.
Yeah, yeah, we got married. I'm sorry. Yeah, I guess it would. 97, 2007, 17.
Yeah.
I think I got divorced like 14, maybe. Yeah. So maybe 15, 16 years.
Okay.
So I always looked at it like, okay, now I'm divorced. Now I'm by myself. Now I can fucking cross dress. Like,
yeah,
here's my fantasy coming true. I'm still at a good age. I have my own place now. And that wasn't good enough. So I met my wife.
Oh.
And we had gone away, and she's like, what's that bag in your closet? And I'm like, what are you doing going through my stuff? And she's like, oh, I was just curious. And I said, look, I'll be upfront with you. I'm a cross-dresser.
Was this before you married her?
Yes.
You told her.
And she right away clicked, and then she was like, oh, my God, we've got to go shopping. We've got to get makeup for you. We've got to get hair. Like, and I just felt like the whole world, like my whole world just went poof. Like, I felt so free at that point. Like,
yeah.
Finally somebody I can talk to about what I've been trying to do for the last 30 years at this point. Like,
that's great.
Help me, you know?
Yeah.
And she put makeup on me. We had, you know, sometimes we would call, like, a makeup artist in and like, okay, when you do your eyes, do it this way. You know, do this first, do this last. And I looked at myself in the mirror the first time. I was like, oh, this is the girl that's been trying to come out for the last 30 years. Like,
yeah.
It almost brought tears to my eyes because I was finally, like, yeah, finally I get to go out.
Freedom, yeah.
Yeah, and she was like, get in the car, we're going to D.C. And we literally just walked the street, and it was so much of a turn on and so much pleasure. Like, we started going out every night, clubs, shopping, whatever it may be. And then,
That's okay, we could cut that out.
And then that wasn't enough anymore, like going out with her. And I said, I'm going to go out by myself because when I get hit on by a guy, I want to talk to him and not feel like my wife's looking over my shoulder.
So and do then, you have an open marriage?
No, absolutely not. Like, she knows I dress, she knows I go out, but I needed something else. Okay. And that's when I would get hit on by a guy and I would kind of chuckle and her and I would walk away and I'm like, I really want to talk to that guy. You know, so I'm like, I'm going to go out to the club with some friends, and I would show up to the club and a guy would hit on me and we would talk and exchange numbers and I would go to his house or whatever. And it was okay. Like the whole bedroom thing's good. And I met a guy and totally into him, but there's something else missing. I need to go out on a date. Like I need to be treated like a lady, taken to the movies, taken to dinner, like, and that happened. And that was a huge turn on.
Yeah.
But that didn't seem like it was enough. And it was like, what about a relationship? So I had a relationship with a guy for about 3 years. And that's like my wife knew, but I don't think she knew. You know, I always blew the sexual part off. Like there was, you know, treat me like I love being treated like a lady. Like I love getting fucked like a lady. Like I love sucking dick like a lady. Like that's, I want to please my man. That's, you know, like that's why I'm here. That's why I'm your girl. And I had a great time and really into you. So let's have sex.
And would you say that you're submissive with the man or?
I've tried the whole submissive thing, you know, and really not, that's not me. You know, somebody asked, what are you? I said, I'm a woman. Like you're a woman as a relationship. Like, let's get submissive tonight. Like, oh, you want to spank me? Like, oh, you were so hot last night when you were spanking me. And, you know, it's, but I'm really like, it doesn't need to be an every night thing.
Right.
You know, I'm your traditional.
Well, I feel like it also has to be a dynamic between the two people.
Oh, yes.
So, like, yeah. If, you know, if he's not super dominant, mm-hmm. you may not be submissive with him.
Yeah.
You know, so yeah. I think it depends on who you're with.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it's opened up a lot of opportunities, you know, like I said.
What do you say? I mean, it sounds like you have a really good support system.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, obviously you have a wife and mm-hmm. she's very supportive.
Yes, ma'am.
And she does all these things and helps you. And then you also have a boyfriend.
Mm-hmm.
And that's like you seem to have the best of both worlds.
It is, yes.
That's pretty awesome.
Oh my God, it is.
What would you say is the most frustrating thing about being a cross-dresser? Like even like a practical, whether it's a practical thing or or an acceptance thing.
Yeah, I wouldn't even say acceptance thing. You get the guys that like, it's frustrating that, like, I take 3 days to plan. Like, he leaves work. All right, I'm here. Like, where I'm prepping and buying clothes and looking at videos. And then the day of, I shave, showered, makeup. And it's an hour and a half process for him to walk in and, like, hey, sexy. Like, let me jump. I'm like, all right, look. Like, give me an hour of conversation first, you know? Like, and then my wife, I'm like, do you need so many fucking bags to go on a 2-day trip, and I turn around and come here, and I pack 3 bags. One had shoes, yeah. One had makeup, one item, and I'm like laugh, and she's like, "See, you know," and it takes me forever, and I'm like, "Come on, let's go. We're late for dinner." And she's like, "I'm putting my makeup on." I'm like, "Okay," you know.
It's true.
Yeah, that's a little frustrating. And then, you know, I enjoy doing this so much that I would say the frustrating for me is the time. Like, you know, there's guys that you could be into, and. You know, you meet a nice guy and like, you want to hook up? Like, yeah, sure. Like when? Like Monday at noon. I'm like, if I didn't have a fucking job. We all work Monday through Friday. So these guys want to get off. They think because you're a cross-dresser that like, I'm going to go to my lunch break. I'm going to go to her house, let her suck my dick. And then I'm going to go back to fucking work and then go home to my wife at 5 o'clock. Where I'm looking for more of a, I wouldn't even say a relationship, but some sort of like,
maybe like,
let's like talk for a little bit. Maybe we eat.
Friends with benefits kind of
yeah,
thing.
You know, yeah. Come over, watch a movie. We end up hooking up and, you know, and like I said, there was a guy down there and he's like, oh, you know, let me hook up with you. And I'm like, look, I didn't drive 3.5 hours up here. Take 2 hours to get ready for me to suck your dick and you come. And then
in like 2 seconds.
Yeah, and then I'm like, okay, yeah, like that was fun. Well, what a good time. Let me head home now. You know, like, no, I like to enjoy it. And, yeah, I would say time.
So do you feel like you're more sympathetic to women with women
about them? Oh, my God, yes.
What you just said rang true. Like, you know, you build up this whole idea of mm-hmm. what, you know, sex is going to be like with a guy. Mm-hmm. And then when you're then you're disappointed.
Yeah, yeah.
Either it doesn't last very long, or it's just not what you thought it was going to be.
And I think I'm totally opposite on that spectrum. Like, I go home to my wife. She's got sweatpants and a t-shirt. She's cooking dinner. Like, hey, she's good looking. Me, I've got a G-string on. I've got a sundress. My boobs are pushed up. I got makeup, wild hair. Nails are done. Like, who's fucking me? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you have to go above and beyond a regular feel. Like, you're already attractive like that, where
thank you.
I am doing 3 hours to look even a half of what you have. You know?
I definitely sympathize with that.
Yeah.
I feel, you know, on the one side, I'm like, sometimes I feel like, oh, I'm ready to go.
Yeah.
And Roxy's like, I'm sitting there waiting. She's like, just another hour.
Yep. Hold on, that outfit didn't look good, you know. I'm changing multiple outfits, and you know.
And sometimes I forget, and I'll just be like, really? Do you really need that much time to shave?
Yep.
And I'm just like, I guess, you know.
I'll come downstairs, and I'm like, this fucking wig is fucking falling. And my wife's like, see? See how hard it is? I'm like, just fucking help me. You know.
It's true. It's true.
Yeah, but like I said, it's...
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was waiting.
No, I was going to ask you, have you ever, like, I know a lot of cross-dressers go through a period of purging where they just decide they're never going to do it again.
Yeah.
How many times did you do that?
Once, and it was probably thousands of dollars worth of things. And I don't know. I think maybe I was getting back with my first wife. I'm like, I'll give it up. Mm-hmm. Really knowing that I didn't, but I guess what I needed to do was I took all that stuff, put it in a trash bag, and threw it in a dumpster.
Oh, wow.
And I think about that, like the money that I spent to buy shoes, hair, makeup, like that.
Yeah.
That's another thing as a woman, like when they go get makeup, like cover up's like $16, $20. I'm like, you next year it's like $75, and he's like, suck my dick. And I'm like, I got $150 worth of fucking makeup on. You want, no, you're not running this shit right now. You know? It was a lot.
Let it sit for a minute.
Yeah, please. Can you, like, take a picture or something, you know? Oh, it's a mess. So, yeah, I definitely see both sides.
Oh, that's funny. Yeah, that's funny. So how long did that last? How long did the purge last?
Probably a week.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And then I just chalked it up to, like, I need a whole new wardrobe anyways. I'm going for a different look.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, I know.
Still, like, $1,000 worth of stuff.
You know, believe
it's only a week.
Yeah, believe it or not, I mean, you have, like, she travels with all that makeup. Like, that's the same stuff. She has a routine.
Yeah.
When I got rid of a lot of that stuff, I had outfits that I looked good in, that I thought I looked good in, like, and it was gone. It was like, fuck.
And the clothes,
I threw that
expensive
skirt away.
Yeah.
You're very expensive. And that's another thing, too, as far as shopping, like, going into a thrift store, and I'm, like, through the women's section, like, look at this fucking weirdo, and I'm like, never mind, it's for my mother. Oh, yeah, I hold up a leather miniskirt, I'm like...
Have you ever tried on anything in a dressing room?
Never.
Not even in, like a fetish store or anything?
No. You know, I hope it fits, and... So a lot of things I would go home and put on and it wouldn't fit, or things I would order from Amazon wouldn't fit because I'm so big shouldered, it'd rip and it's extra large. And then so I did a lot of shopping at like Walmart, and I would plan, like, okay, I'm gonna grab the cart, I need to grab it for sodas and chicken. All right, I'll put the dress in and then I'll cover it with the chicken and the sodas just in case I run to somebody I know, you know. So you're always planning, like, you know, the thrift store. Like, what are you looking for? Like, stuff for Halloween. Like, you know, like, yeah.
Do you feel like it's really hard to be open, even in, like, today's society? Because, you know, I mean, transgender people are, you know, being more widely accepted.
Yeah, so I say absolutely not. It is so easy to... you know, I could go down the Rite Aid right now, walk in, somebody might stare, somebody might not. I still have so much I give a fuck in me. Like, what, I don't want to, you know, like I said, what I like about this place is you get a gay resort and it's all gay people and everybody's so friendly and you can prance around anywhere you want to go. But then you go to like Rehoboth Beach and it's a gay friendly resort. You might be sitting next to a husband and a wife and their two children at the pool, and they're like, what is that? What is that? What is that? And I don't Not that I would care, but I don't know. I don't want to put myself in that situation. I don't want to be any, let's go to the drag show. There's a bachelorette party there. And I'm like, I'm not going to be the butt of their fucking jokes all night. Like, where they want to take pictures with me. Like, I take too much pride. I'm a girl just like you're a girl. I don't want to take pictures with you. Yeah. You know, look, we met a cool cross-dresser. No, I'm not that fucking girl.
Right.
You know, treat me like you would treat one of your fucking girlfriends.
Just two more questions.
Mm-hmm.
Is that why you're looking at me?
Sure,
it's time to go. We like to talk about sex here mm-hmm. a lot.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if you're comfortable me like your most erotic moment. If you can think of one.
Okay.
As Heather.
Oh, yeah. I'm like, back in high school, I took this chicken in the bathroom. No. I had gotten out by myself away from my wife, and I went to a party. It was in a warehouse, and so I was very nervous. I wore this short schoolgirl outfit, thigh highs, you know. I thought I looked great. So I walk in, and there's guys, girls, there's some other cross-dressers there, and I'm like really not knowing what to expect. And it almost seemed like it was a school. Like, this classroom had like a couple couches and a few mattresses. This room had like the dungeon stuff, and you walk in, there'd be a girl tied up, and then there was like the admirers of the cross-dressers, you could tell, because they were kind of the nerdy ones sitting on the couch, and you would walk by and they would all turn their head and like, okay, one of those guys there. So I go sit next to one of them on the couch and just mind my own business, and you know, I feel like a hand start kind of, you know, rubbing my leg, and I'm like, okay, this is good. Like, I got his attention, and I'm, you know, doing what I'm supposed to be doing. And, you know, we start chatting, and he puts his hand on my leg, and he's like, hey, do you want to go in the dark room? And I'm like, well, what's that? He's like, oh, it's behind this curtain here, and it's just a dark room. I'm like, what a better time than now, you know? So I go in, and I remember going down on my knees, and I remember sucking his cock, and I felt his shoulder on my hand. I'm like, and I kind of like turn, and I got his dick in my left hand, and I turn, and there's another dick now in my right hand. And I'm like, oh, this is so great. Like, and then there's another hand on my back, and I'm like, oh my God, how many fucking people are in this fucking room? Well, there was, you know, it was three dudes, so I'm like sucking the two off, and then the other one's like kind of playing with me. So that was like my first real sexual experience besides what I did growing up, you know.
Oh, that's it was pretty super hot.
Yeah, I liked it, yeah. Yeah. But yeah. Then there was like, you know, as I started meeting guys, and it was like, you know, I told you I wanted to be a woman so you would have sex with these men. And it would be like, oh God, it fucking hurts. Like, how the fuck? Like, I would never ask my fucking wife to ever do anal again because it fucking kills me. I can't imagine what it does to fucking her. Like, no way. Like, you want anal night? Fuck no, you don't need it. You know? So I'm like, why is there so much pain? Like, why? Like, everybody always said it felt so good. And then this guy showed up to my house one day. And he just like forced himself on me, like grabbed me by my face and kissed me. And he was very attractive. And he like put me on the floor, fuck me doggy style, fuck me, spoon me, like flip me, and everything like was amazing. Like, I was in like heaven. Like, it was great. And I asked a girl, I'm like, why? Like, they're like, because you were turned on. Because maybe he took control of the situation. You were super turned on, and it never crossed your mind.
Yeah.
You know, where before, like, okay, I want to please my man. Like, what do you want to do? I want to fuck you doggy style. Like, okay, you know. And yeah, that's what I was saying. My biggest turn on was guys who came quick.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't want to be here all fucking night. Like, you know, I came. Yeah. I found you attractive.
Especially if when you're in pain.
Yes. Yeah. It was like, you know, he's behind you and you're like, oh my God, come on my ass. And he's like, oh, I could fuck all night. And you're like, nah, that's enough.
I'm good.
Yeah, I'm good now. Like, that's good. Oh, let's do something else. So, yes, there's so many.
And what about, so if you met somebody, like a young person mm-hmm. that was just kind of like starting out
mm-hmm.
and they had this desire to cross-dress,
mm-hmm.
What kind of advice would you give them?
I'm not going to tell you. You just be you. You know, you do you. Don't worry about everybody else, because I'm not that way.
Right.
But I would say it is possible for you to do this. I know right now, you know, when you're younger, you know, transportation, you might not drive, but eventually you have a car. You can always get a hotel room. Tell somebody you're out of town. You know, you can go to a thrift store and, you know, just get an outfit idea of what you want or what you picture yourself looking like. Go buy that somewhere. You can be discreet and buy it, mm-hmm. you know, and then makeup, like watch videos and, you know, get dressed, do it 100%, always do it 100%. And, you know, look at yourself in the mirror, and if you're happy with what you'll see, it'll lead to other things, you know, where, yeah, I'm going to do this again next week. It was only $50 to run a hotel room. You know, maybe next time I'll put an ad out and maybe bring a guy over. It's, so it's...
$50? I'd hate to see that.
Yeah, it's nasty. Hey, you want to save my dick in the car? Like, no! At a park. And a cop pulls up, you know, look at me. Yeah. Yeah, but
that's, okay, yeah, that sounds so, like good advice.
Yeah, like I said, you know, everybody, you just be yourself. Like, it's hard.
It is hard.
It's hard.
I always, you know, I always hope that somebody, every crossdresser that I meet, like, I hope they have some type of support system.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
somebody 100%. In their life that is accepting and helpful and is okay with it, you know.
Yeah, I have my sister knows, I have an aunt that knows, and they are all like, if you ever need anything, clothes, whatever, like, we'll help you. Like,
that's
I'm good. I just wanted
that's
you
great.
To know.
But it's not common to have that.
No, absolutely not. Like, and that's another thing that you would tell a younger person, like, you know, watch who you tell, because they could ruin your life. Like, hey, you know what this guy likes to do? He likes to dress up in women's clothes. Like, oh, you fucking, you know, and it could be, I don't do that shit, and he'll never do it again. And that's a fucking shame.
It is
that somebody would give up a dream. Like I said, I would fantasize even being 5 or 6 years old about being a woman. And it wasn't being attracted to men. It was just being a girl out in public.
You just wanted to be
a girl. Was my dream. And God, I'm not, you know, a big, you know, God person, but God told me to tell my first wife, and she didn't accept it, but the second one did. Like, here you go.
So yeah,
this is what
you've
needed your whole life.
You know? You did need it. That's great.
Yeah, 100%. I wouldn't, if I were to die tomorrow, I would die happy, because I got to experience this. Where if I didn't, and it was just the father, husband, go to work, cook dinner, eat, go to bed, die, like, damn, I missed out on so much of my life.
Yeah.
You know? So, yeah, I would say if I was a young crossdresser, like, go for it. Like, do it.
Do it,
You know, be discreet about it. You can be discreet. You know, I'm very discreet about it. And, you get a hotel room and dress. And just.
But yeah, at some point you have to let go of some of your fears.
Oh yeah. And, you know, as a, you know, new crossdresser, you take a step out the door, you look around, you know, you shut the door. I think I was out. You know, and then you, well, let me go like smoke and walk off. And there, oh my God, there's somebody looking at me like, you know. Oh, one piece of advice. You know, I've dated guys, and you know, we'll go to a movie, and what do you want me to wear? It's fall. Wear that leather mini skirt, them big pumps you got. Like, you do realize it's fucking 50 degrees outside. I'm already, like, look like a fucking middle linebacker for the Philadelphia Eagles. Like, and now you want me to wear a mini skirt. Like, this is going to be fucking hot. I'm like, you fucking asshole. Like, how about yoga pants or, you know, with some fucking Uggs and a sweater? Like, so when somebody, my whole goal in life was when they walk past and I'm like, you know, it's like, gone. You know, there's no, look at this 6'4" dude on fucking high heels with a mini skirt on walking out of a movie theater. Look, I cross dress. I just wanted you to know.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Well, that's great. And I thank you. Thank you so much
God,
for doing
please.
This for
my
me.
My pleasure. Yeah.
I love
talking about
to
it.
You.
So. Yeah.
Thank
good.
You.
Yes, ma'am. Anything.